This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Russia launched its largest attacks against Ukraine on Friday. Anna Chernikova in Kyiv spoke to VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program earlier on Friday.
We know that there were more than 70 missiles that Russian forces shoot across Ukraine, and more than 60 were destroyed by air defense.
Three people were killed in an apartment block that was hit in the central Kyiv area, and another person died in shelling in Kherson in the region's south. The United States also says it will provide additional security assistance to Ukraine. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby told VOA that air defense capabilities are becoming a chief requirement of Ukraine's military after Russia's unprecedented airstrikes. At least one person died and 10 more were injured on Friday after protesters attempting to storm a Peruvian airport clashed with police and the army. Armed forces fired tear gas and shots in the air to disband a group of pro-ex-president Pedro Castillo protesters attempting to storm the Ayacucho Alfredo Mendivil Duarte Airport runway. Two ministers also resigned on Friday following deadly protests that have left a death toll totaling in at least 16. In a tweet, Twitter owner Elon Musk says that he will unsuspend accounts that he alleges doxed his location. The decision appears to have come after the Tesla and Twitter owner posted a poll, and the majority of respondents called for the suspensions to end. Musk has drawn widespread condemnation for suspending the journalists. It's unclear when the suspensions will actually be lifted. Checking in, Chief National Correspondent for VOA's account is still suspended. This is VOA News. A thunderous crush of soil and debris has killed at least 21 people, including several children, at a campground in Malaysia. Fiona Jones from Reuters News has more.
Search teams scoured thick mud and downed trees for those still missing. The landslide in Selangor State, bordering the capital Kuala Lumpur, occurred before 3 a.m. The cause of the disaster was not immediately clear, and there had been only light rain in the area. Selangor is the country's most affluent state and has suffered landslides before, often attributed to forest and land clearance.
Reuters' Fiona Jones. A QAnon follower was sentenced to 5 years in prison for his role in the Capitol riot. From the Associated Press, Ed Donahue reports.
Douglas Jensen was wearing a QAnon t-shirt on the day of the riot with the words, "Trust the plan." He can be seen chasing Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman, who was diverting rioters away from lawmakers. Prosecutor Emily Allen said Jensen wanted to be the poster boy of the insurrection. His attorney said Jensen wore the t-shirt with a large Q on it because he wanted QAnon to get credit for what happened that day. But he did not intend to attack the Capitol and did not physically hurt people or damage anything. Jensen told the judge he wanted to return to being a family man and his normal life before he got involved with politics. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The World Health Organization says that climate change is behind an unprecedented surge of the number of cholera outbreaks around the world this year. Lisa Schlein has more.
At least 30 countries have reported outbreaks of the deadly disease this year, about a third higher than normally seen. Philippe Barbosa is WHO team leader for cholera and epidemic diarrheal diseases. He says most of the large cholera outbreaks have coincided with adverse climate events and have been visibly and directly affected by them. No quick reprieve is in sight. Health officials warn large cholera outbreaks are likely to continue and spread to wider areas over the next 6 months. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A United Nations official has warned that more than 25,000 people could face starvation in conflict-plagued parts of West Africa next year. Federico Donhart of the World Food Program said violence and the economic fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic and the war in Ukraine are largely driving the threat to people in Nigeria, Mali, and Burkina Faso. He said Friday that nearly 80% of the people facing catastrophic hunger, some 20,000, are in Burkina Faso's Sahel region. Militants linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group have besieged cities and cut off assistance there. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller. VOA News.